wrinkled like a walnut, and with the consistency of mushroom.
Hello, Radio World. Welcome to Particles and Waves on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver at the University of British Columbia. My name is Mia. This show is an hour of super eclectic, chill, cool, awesome, fun music. I've been away for 2 weeks and am very, very happy to be back and thrilled, so, so happy, just bubbling over with excitement over the music that's happened while I was away. So I just want to start off, like, right off the bat. I'm not even going to, like, pretend to care about anything else before talking about Portugal the Man, because, oh my God, Portugal the Man's new album came out, and it's so good. Oh my gosh. So Portugal the Man is a band originally from Alaska. They've been making music for an obscene amount of time for the type of weird sort of 70s choral folk rock psychedelia that they do. They've released a bonkers amount of albums since all the way back in the early 2000s, and they had like a almost one album a year track record going for a good long while. And then in 2013, they collaborated with Danger Mouse, the producer who's one half of Broken Bells and has done all sorts of different stuff. They made an album called Evil Friends, which is one of my favorite albums of all time ever. And then they were gone for 4 years. And one day, a few months back, I got an email in my inbox from Portugal the Man, because I'm on their mailing list, and they were like, "We had a whole full double album pretty much written, produced, a lot of it recorded, and then the election happened in the States, and then one of the band members found his dad's ticket to, like, the first day of Woodstock, and they threw out an entire album and started from scratch, and now, on Friday, they released the result, which is aptly enough called Woodstock, and it's so good. It's exactly what I was wanting. I love it. It is immediately in my top of 2017. I haven't stopped listening to it all week. And part of why I love it is that it's yet another example of how mainstream, quote-unquote, music styles and concepts are not bad in and of themselves. And there's a lot of sort of snobby shunning of very talented bands who will take these, you know, mainstream concepts and make really good music with them, but because they're mainstream, they're not as good. Nah, wrong, incorrect. This album is phenomenal, so I want to play one of my favorite songs from it, which is called Live in the Moment. It's exactly what a song called Live in the Moment should sound like, so I hope you enjoy that. After that, I've got The Pretties with a song called Face Value and Beach Fossils with Saint Ivy and a whole lot more of really, really great music today here in Particles and Waves.
Always go.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. That was a song called Saint Ivy by Beach Fossils off of their album Somersault. Before that, Face Value by The Pretties off of Soiree. And at the top of the show, Live in the Moment by Portugal the Man off of Woodstock, an album you will be hearing more of, I guarantee it. Saint Ivy is actually a very nice, the ending of that segues really nicely into the next song I want to play. I'm a huge sucker for classical music and anything that, goes towards classical music, part of why I'm a huge fan of San Fermin, for instance. And I was looking through our recent releases here at the station and saw that Sufjan Stevens had a collaboration album that was called Planetarium. And I was like, oh, dear God, please let this be a Sufjan Stevens album about space. And it is. It's exactly that. It is. It's him, a composer named Nico Muhly, one of the guys from The National, Bryce Dessner, and then James McAllister, who is a drummer. And they toured back in 2012 this whole exploration of the solar system that they called Planetarium, and it's finally out and been recorded, and it's exactly what I wanted it to be. Oh, it's wonderful. So I want to play the opening track for you from that, which is called Neptune, and I'm going to segue right into it's going to keep sort of the space theme up for the next song, which is from a band that I played a few weeks ago, I think the last time I was on the air, called The Tourist Company, who are actually a Vancouver band. They make amazing rock songs, like space rock, and their album Apollo was something that I listened to quite a lot while I was traveling, so my favorite song from that is called Astronaut. I'm going to play that for you as well. And then a little bit of Japan Droids, staying here in Vancouver again for a set that I think you will really enjoy.
What's right and what's wrong? Don't you hold me too lightly to words as I've rounded them off to the nearest of ten. For I gathered your body in envious capture and envious thought. Oh, forgive me, O gods, or for and forgive me in feeling it out for myself, as I ought to have feelings for something as great as thou art. Some great white rose of youth, your pleasure. Thank you.
were the darker days. We made it right, made it right. So confident the wars are fought to save a life, to save your life. Thousands of hours paid in flight, paid in flight. So stumbling towards new dreams, 500 hopes, I am one. Now I cannot say a word, my throat closed. Can you see my surprise? Can you feel my heart race? Can I ever explain? No, I can't. We were the chosen few, set apart, set apart, and chosen to chase the stars while they invent the astronauts. Consumed by a blinding light, all alone, all for naught. So tumbling towards new lows, I lost your love, I lost your heart. Now I may not be the one I suppose.
Tired of the gender binary, gender policing, or just want to speak your truth?
Join CITR's Gender Empowerment Collective.
This group of radio makers is all about centering the voices, issues, concerns, and experiences of women identified, transgender, intersex, two-spirit, genderqueer, gender nonconforming, non-binary, and gender fluid folks and allies.
Anyone can join, no experience necessary.
Like the Gender Empowerment Collective on Facebook or email volunteer at citr.ca.
Our show, Babe Waves, airs Thursdays from 5 to 6 and features music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then. Wouldn't it be alone, 'cause I don't really feel like.
BBC Women in Science Club provides support for female undergraduates in science fields. Our club has three pillars: mentorship, building community, and connecting people. We offer networking events with alumni, professional development workshops, as well as an ongoing mentorship program to support students through challenges that arise for women pursuing careers in science.
Hello once again, listeners. You just heard Northeast Southwest by Vancouver's very own Japan Droids off of Near to the Wild Heart of Life. Before that, Astronaut by the Taurus Company off of Apollo, an album that is available on Bandcamp and that I highly recommend that you go check out if you are like me and enjoy when music kind of goes into space. And before that, Neptune by Sufjan Stevens, James McAllister, Nico Muhly, and Bryce Dessner. So I have said a couple of times now that 2017 is turning out to be like one of the better, if not best, years in music ever, at least since I started paying attention to it. And part of the reason for that is that a lot of, like, 2014 was also a really, really phenomenal year in music. It was one of the first years that I was really paying attention because I had a weekly show and it was ramping up. But the thing that I noticed is that, you know, here's the thing. Bands have cycles. They record an album, they release the album, they go on tour, they take a break, they start writing new material, it goes again. And sometimes it's really fast, like when Portugal the Man was releasing an album a year. But it tends to be on about between a 2 and 4 year cycle. And so a lot of the bands that released stuff in 2014 and like early 2015 are coming around again. Cold War Kids is one of them. Mother Mother's another. The New Pornographers and Stars. The last time, Stars' last album was back in 2014. It was the amazing dance music for introvert nerds, No One Is Lost. And they dropped a couple of singles on Friday and announced a new album. I'm not exactly sure when it's coming out. I don't know what its name is. But I do know that the two songs that they did drop are both gorgeous, and I can't wait for more music. So I want to play one for you called Privilege. After that, the band All Our Exes Live in Texas. I've got a track of theirs called Don't Cry, and another one from Larissa Tandy called I Won't Let You Go. So please enjoy that. Yeah, boy, seriously, 2017 for music is just amazing.
Never got what you Tired of begging for rides from your friends?
Bobby, I don't have time to take you to the soda shop again this week.
Lugging those groceries on the bus got you in a sweat?
Man, oh man, these bags of salt sure are hefty.
Being on campus without a car ain't easy, so check out Zipcar and get wheels when you want them. Join now to get your membership for only $20 at zipcar.ca/UBC.
Tune in every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. for A Little Bit of Soul with your host, Jade Park. A Little Bit of Soul plays primarily old recordings of jazz, swing, big band, blues, oldies, and Motown.
I always should. Welcome back to Particles and Waves. That was Canadian Larissa Tandy with a song called I Won't Let You Go off of her album The Grip. Before that, All Our Exes Live in Texas with Don't Cry off of When We Fall, and a new single by Montreal band Stars that's called Privilege that is from an upcoming album, because 2017 is just the greatest year for music in recent memory. So I was on hiatus for 2 weeks while I traveled out east. I went to Ottawa and then I went to Montreal. While I was in Ottawa, I went on a walk. It was a little bit humid. I felt like I was going to melt. I found a drugstore, like a pharmacy, that was air conditioned and inside a mall that was like half empty and half being renovated. And in this weird liminal space, while I was looking for eyeshadow, I heard this song on one of my curated playlists and fell in love with it and wanted it to be a romance song. It turns out it's a breakup song, but I still love it anyway. And the central premise of the title and the chorus, I choose to sort of exist in both states where it's called So I Met Someone. And I love it because it's so sweet, even as it's heartbreaking. It's by a band called VHS Collection. They've got a new album coming out soon. And this is the lead single, so please enjoy.
Cause you do. It's up to me.
Welcome back. So that was English band Everything Everything, my best friend's favorite band in the world. That's a brand new song from them called Can't Do, which is also the lead single off of their new album, which is going to be released in August. It's called A Fever Dream. So yeah, all of these things are lining up. Before that, Topless, the very last track from Topps' album Sugar at the Gate, and So I Met Someone by the band VHS Collection off of their forthcoming album, which I don't believe has a title yet. That is going to be it for my show this week. Thank you very much for listening. I've got one more track for you, and it is by the incredibly talented Lydia Ainsworth. It's called WLCM from her album, Darling of the Afterglow. And stay tuned for much, much more awesome community radio for the rest of the afternoon. And I will catch you all next week.
Here I am, a stranger. Here I am, an old man. Staring.
Listening to CITR 101.9.